USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI director is identifying violent crime as a growing problem and a top priority for the Bureau. During a Democratic-led Senate hearing, Christopher Wray cited a recent wave of deadly mass shootings in the United States. He calls it devastating for affected communities. Wray was also pressed on the status of the Hunter Biden laptop investigation. Historic flooding has devastated entire communities in eastern Kentucky. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says people have raised a lot of money for relief.
Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief Fund, as of this morning, 24,100 donations for $3,426,962.96. First payments have already gone out.
37 people have been confirmed dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.